Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Basar Daf Kuf Yoda. We're starting about the fourth line with the words Amar Rava. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now, in the course of discussing the proper order of Yerusha, we had brought up the story of Pesel Micha and talk about the fellow he took on to be his priest, whose name was Yonasan. And the Gemara concluded with a memra that one should marry into a good family because Moshe Rabbeinu married the daughter of Yisrael and his grandson was his Yonasan, whereas his brother Aaron Akayin married Elisheva, the daughter of Avinadav. Her brother was Nachsha in the Nasim Shevet Yehuda, and Aaron's grandson was Pinchas. So the Gemara continues with this. Amar Rava tells us, when a man gets married, he has to check into her brothers. Shenamar, the pasuk says, that Aaron married Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadav, the sister of Nachshon. Now, from the fact that the pasuk says that she's the daughter of Aminadav, don't I know that she's already the sister of Nachshon? Why does the pasuk have to emphasize that she's the sister of Nachshon? Mikan, from here we learn, that when a man gets married, he has to check into her brothers, and that's because the brothers are the male expression of the chinuch that they received from their mother, and this fellow getting married can assume that his wife is going to give that same chinuch over to his children, so he wants to check into her brothers to see how they turned out. And we have a braisa, the majority of a person's sons are going to be like the brothers of their mother. And now we go back to discussing Pesel Micha. As we mentioned previously, Micha had this idol, and he took on his Yonasan to be his priest, but then people from Shevet Dan came, and they engaged his Yonasan in conversation, as says as follows, V'yusuru, and they turned there, and they asked him, Mi evyach haloim, who brought you haloim, umata oise bazeh, and what are you doing Bazeh, Umal Chapai, and what are you doing over here? Now, how do we understand this pasuk? Amrulai, the people of Shevet Dan were asking him, Lavi Moshe Ka'asis, don't you, Yonasan, come from Moshe Rabbeinu? Tichsev Beit says about him, Al Tikrev Halaim, this is what Hashem told Moshe when he saw the burning bush, don't come Halaim, close to here. And that's why they use this lashon of Mihe Viacha Halaim. And also they told him, Lavi Moshe Ka'asis, don't you come from Moshe Rabbeinu? Tichsev Beit says about him, Mazeb Yotcha, what's that in your hand? And that's why they told him, Umata Isa. And Lavi Moshe Ka'asis, don't you come from Moshe Rabbeinu? Tichsev Beit says about him, Vata Pai Amaydi Madi, you should stay with me, says Hashem to Moshe, and that's why he uses Lashon of Umal Chapai. And after using all these Lashonos, we conclude what they were asking him, Tasa Kain L'Avayda Zara, you became a Kain for Avayda Zara? So Amar Lahen, Yonasan responded to them, Kach Mekublani Beis Avi Abba, I have the following Messiah from my father's house, meaning from Moshe Rabbeinu, La'olam Yasker Adam Atzmai L'Avayda Zara, a person should always hire himself out to Avayda Zara, Va'ayit Tzarech L'Brias, and he shouldn't come onto people, meaning he shouldn't take charity, he shouldn't take tzedakah, he should do some sort of job that's going to earn him his wages, as opposed to just begging from people. And Vahu Savar, this Yonasan thought, that his grandfather Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to actual Avayda Zara, and that's why he became a kohen for Avayda Zara. Now the Rambam explains that this Yonasan didn't serve the Avayda Zara. He actually turned people away. When they would bring a carbon for the Avayda Zara, he would say, what do you bring a carbon for? It doesn't eat, it doesn't hear, it doesn't do anything. It's just a lump on a log. So they asked him, what are we supposed to do? We need a Yeshua. He told them, just bring me some food. I need to eat. I need a little bit of money, and I'll daven for you to Hashem. And so we clearly see that the only reason why he took on this job, so to speak, serving Avayda Zara, is because he wanted to earn his wages respectively. But the Gemara says, Valahi, that's not so. He misunderstood what his grandfather meant. El Avayda Zara, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean by saying Avayda Zara? Avayda Shazara Loi, a person should do a job that's foreign, that's something that's not his speed, it's not something that he's used to. Can the Amar Rav of Kahana, it's like what Rav told Rav Kahana, Netoshin Velas Beshuka, you should skin a dead carcass in the marketplace, Ushkoil Agra, and take your wages. Vlaitama, you shouldn't say Gava Rabba Ana, I'm really Chasha, Vizila Bimosa, and it's great for me to do this. Rather, a person should bag groceries or become a mailman or do some sort of other menial job and not have to come onto people. And that's what his grandfather meant by saying you should do Avayda Zara, it's Avayda, which is Zara for you. Now, Kivin Shura David, since David HaMelech saw Shema Mincha V'Al B'Yoser, that money was really beloved to this Yonasan guy, that he went to such extreme to become a kain for Avayda Zara, Mino Al Aitzras, David HaMelech appointed him over all of his treasuries. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Ushvuel Ben Gershon Ben Menashe Nugget Al Aitzras, that this fellow Shavuel was the one in charge of the Aitzras. And the question is, V'chi Shavuel Shemai, was his name Shavuel? V'Al Yohanasan Shemai, his name was Yohanasan. And Rabbi Yechon tells us, Sheshav Lekel B'chol Liboy, Shavuel is the conjugation of two words, Shav Lekel, that he returned to Hashem with all of his heart. As we see, this Yonasan really did have good intentions. Now, Derech Agav, he must have been extremely old. Based off of the very brief calculations that I made, when this Yonasan became a kohen for Avayda Zara, it was more than 200 years after Am Yisrael came into the land. And remember, Gershaim, this Yonasan's father, was a son of Moshe Rabbeinu, which means that by the time this Yonasan became a kohen for Avayda Zara, he was well over 100 years old, and he lived even way past that up until the days of David HaMelech. And that's quite the Arichas Yom over there. And now going back to explain the Mishnah of Abanim Esav, we had said that the sons inherit their father. Now, since we didn't mention anything about daughters in the Mishnah, that clearly tells us that even if a person has a daughter, the son inherits first. The question is, Manolan, how do we know this? And that's because the Chesed, the Pasuk tells us, Ish Kiyamas V'Gaimer, and the continuation of the Pasuk is, Ubein Ein Loi, he doesn't have a son, so the Nachla goes to the daughter. Now, Taima, Dein Loi Ben, the only reason why it goes to the daughter is because he doesn't have a son. Ha Yash Loi Ben, but if he has a son, Ben Kaidem, the son's going to come before the daughter. However, Amalei Rapapa Labai, Rapapa Asabai, Ema, why don't I say that this is what the Pasuk is telling us? Iyaka Ben, Leroy's Ben. If all he has is a son, the son inherits. Ikabas, if all he has is a daughter, Tiroy's Bas, the daughter inherits. inherits. But if a ben ubas, if he has a son and a daughter, loy hai liros v'loy hai liros, neither of them are going to inherit. We ask right away on this, ve'ela kufiyodam beis on the top, man liros, who should inherit? If there's a son and a daughter, and you're saying that neither of them are inheriting, so who is going to inherit? Atubar kasha the masa liros, do you want the ruler of the city to inherit the father? That doesn't make any sense. And so our papa answers no. Hachiko amino, this is what I'm saying. Ika ben ubas, if this fellow who died had a son and daughter, loy hai liros kule, v'loy hai liros kule, neither of them inherit the whole thing, elkiya dadi lirasai, both of them are going to inherit their father equally. And so our papa is suggesting that we don't necessarily have a riot from this pasuk that a brother inherits before a sister. It could be that the brother and sister are going to inherit together. I ask our papa, if it's really true what you're saying, does the pasuk really need to teach us that if he only has one son, that he's going to inherit all the nechasim? That's what our papa just suggested, that if he has a son, the son inherits. If he has a daughter, the daughter inherits. What do we need a pasuk like that for? So our papa responded, maybe the pasuk is telling us this, the bas nami bas yerushahi, that a daughter also gets to inherit. And you still don't have a riot from the pasuk that a son inherits before a daughter. So Abaye responds, no. Hahu mevechol bas yereshes nachla nafka. That is learned from this pasuk, vechol bas yereshes nachla, that every daughter who inherits a nachla. So we see clearly from this pasuk that a daughter inherits. It must be this pasuk that we're discussing, uben ein loy, that we give as yerusha to the bas, is telling us that the yerusha first goes to the son and then to a daughter, and a daughter is not going to get anything if there's a son there. Now Rav Yaakov Amar Rehacha, Rav Yaakov wants to suggest from the following that we know a son inherits before a daughter. We know the daughters of Tzalafchad came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Lama yigar Hashem avinu mitach mishpachtoi, why should the name of our father be anything less? Why should he be worse off from the rest of his family, ke'en loy ben, just because he doesn't have a son? Now as Masha from the words of Bnei Tzalafchad, the taima de'en loy ben. The reason why they were suggesting that they should get the Yerusha is because they don't have any brothers, meaning their father doesn't have a son. Ha yesh loy ben, but if he did have a son, ben kaidem, that the son would come first. So we clearly see from these words of Bnei Tzalafchad that if there's a son and a daughter, the son comes first. The Gemara says not a raya. Maybe it's just the daughter of Tzalafchad who were suggesting that because they thought that was the right thing to do, and it was only nit natar of nischach halacha, that once a tar was given, now we have this halacha. In other words, just because this is what the Bnei Tzalafchad were saying, that they implied if there was a son, they wouldn't get Yerusha, that's not a raya, that's the halacha. Remember, they were coming to Moshe Rabbeinu before these dinim in the Torah of Yerusha, and it could be the Torah is just coming on later telling us these dinim. So there's no raya. El machmarat kishini meikara, it's clearly like what we learned originally based off of this pasuk, uben in loy vavart mas nachlasa lebitai. Now Ravina Amar Hacha, Ravina suggests from here, this is where we can learn that when there's a son and a daughter, the son gets before the daughter. The pasuk tells us, hakar of elav, the one who's close to him. And what do we learn from here? Hakar of karav kaidem, the one who's closer in relation, they get the Yerusha before. And a son is closer in relation to his father than a daughter is. The Gemara asks, how could you say that? Umay kurv deben mibas. How is a son considered closer to the father than a daughter is? Shekein kam tachas avul yada, because he's in place of his father to do yud. We spoke about this. If the father buys an ama ivria, he has the option of marrying her. And if he doesn't want to, his son could. And also ulis deachuza, that his son can redeem his father's deachuza if his father was makdashit. Well, that's not a reason to say that the son is over the daughter. Yada, in regards to yud, marrying this ama ivria, bas lav bas yadahi. A daughter is not able to do yud. It's not that halachically she has a problem. There's just a technical issue. She happens to be female, and that's why she can't marry her father's female servant. And just because her brother could, that doesn't make him better than her halachically. And steachuza nami, even steachuza itself, the fact that the son could redeem it, mehai pircha gufahu. That's learned from this pircha itself. Dakam leilatana, because we already had brought this from a tana, klum yesh yibum el makam shein ben. Isn't there only yibum when there's no son? But when there is a son, there's no yibum. And by that same token, when there's a daughter, there's also no yibum. And again, this din of steachuza, that a son could redeem his father's steachuza, is learned from this din of yibum, and this also doesn't show that a son is better than a daughter. Ela rather, machmata kishini meikara, it's clearly like we learned originally. Again, going back to this original limud, the pasuk tells us, uben ein loy, vavartim es nachlas lebitoi, that it's only if he doesn't have a son, then the nachla goes to the daughter, but if he has a son, it goes to the son, and not the daughter. Alternatively, we can learn from here, the pasuk tells us, and you shall give them over as an inheritance to your sons after you. What do we learn from here? B'neichem v'lo b'neisechem, it goes to a son and not to a daughter. Ask Gemara El Me'ata. Based off of this, what about the following pasuk? L'man yirbo yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem, so that you can increase your days and the days of b'neichem. Hachinami b'neichem v'lo b'neisechem, does that mean that if the mitzvahs are followed, only the boys are going to have arichas yamim and not the girls? That doesn't make sense. And the Gemara answers that no. Bracha shani, when we're dealing with a bracha, it's different. When we use the word b'neichem in regards to bracha, it's referring to b'neichem and b'neisechem. But when we're dealing with a halacha, not a bracha, but a din of Yerusha, when it says b'neichem, we could say that means only b'neichem and not b'neisechem. Moving on to explain the next part of the mission we had said, v'achim and av, noichon and manchilin v'chulu, the brothers who share the same father, they share the same din of inheritance, but not brothers from the same mother. The Gemara asks Manalan, how do we know this? So Rabbi answers, asya achva achva b'nei Yaakov. We learn gzeir shava achva achva from the sons of Yaakov. The pasuk over here says, and that's talking about Yerusha, and the shvat Shvatim had all said, Shneim Asr Avodecha Achim Anachnu, and we know that the Shvatim were all brothers of the same father. Mala Halon Minoav Loi Minoim, just like the Shvatim, they were brothers of the same father, but not of the same mother. They had different mothers, but they had the same father, Yaakov Vinu, Afkan Minoav Loi Minoim. So too over here, in regards to Yerusha, they're only considered brothers if they're from the same father and not from the same mother. Asking more of Lomeli, what do we need this drasha for? Mimishpachta Vyarsha Saksiv. In regards to Yerusha, use the lashon of Mishpachtoi, and Mishpachas Av Kri Mishpacha, Mishpachas Aim Ainakri Mishpacha. We already said before that the Mishpacha of a father is called a Mishpacha, whereas the Mishpacha of a mother is not called a Mishpacha. The Gemara says, Enechanami, you're 100% right. Vechi Itmar the Rabba, and where did Rabba say his drasha coming from the Shvatim? Le'inyin Yibum Itmar, that was said in regards to Yibum, that the only type of brother that's going to do Yibum is a brother from a father, and not a brother from a mother. And you're right, Rabba's drasha has nothing to do with Yerusha. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.